Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your market update for March 8th, 2024. Did you see the Biden State of the Union address last night? If you did, you're probably rejuvenated today. We're going to go over how he's saving the employment numbers, he's going to fix corporate taxes, and he's just basically going to fix the whole system. If you're finding sarcasm in this, yes. And I'm not picking on Biden. This is everybody in politics. They tell you exactly what you want to hear. Then when you bring them into office, what gets done? Probably nothing. So I'm going to teach you guys a little bit of today is, as I get older, you know, I didn't really care about elections and tax rates and all this stuff when I was in my 20s and 30s. As I get older, I realize this, it's just a scheme. Every cycle of an election cycle, they come in and they promise you the world, then they don't do this, and they just pander to certain groups. So it's not a political show today, but I want you guys to understand what's going on in the background because it is affecting these things right over here. So without further ado, let's get over to the day's report. So we have some big numbers in today on the employment numbers, and how's that going to affect these things over here? Well, let's get to it. What you're seeing on your screen right through here, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These rates are for people that, let's break it down this way. Mortgage News Daily surveys lenders all over the country, and they ask them these five questions. If you were buying your first house, is a primary home and a single family home, meaning you're going to live there, and you have a 780 credit score and you're putting down 25%, that's what your rates are going to be. So most of you, you're not in that category. So at the end of this video, I'm going to show you how to reach out to me to figure out which rate you would qualify for. So without further ado, you can see where mortgage rates took a little bit of a dip yesterday again. Remember I said where rates are going to be in the 6% ranges by the end of this week, and I think they're going to just continue to trickle down and down and down, because even the Federal Reserve is coming out saying, okay, we're probably going to start cutting rates probably in the June meeting. So let's get over to the data for today. The first thing we have today is U.S. job growth totaled 275,000 in February, but the unemployment rate rose. So when I saw this number, I'm like, okay, that was higher than expected. So what actually happened? So if you dig down into the numbers, it says right here, job creation topped expectations in February, but the unemployment rate moved higher and the employment numbers from the previous 2 months were actually revised. So here's some huge revisions from previous months. Let's go down through this. I'm going to read it because this is really important. Non-farm payrolls increased by 275,000 for the month, while jobless claims rose higher to 3.9%, the Labor Department reported on Friday. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones has been looking for the payroll growth of 198,000, a step lower from the downward revision of 229,000 in January. The December gains revised. They came out and they showed 333,000. Those are revised all the way down to 290,000. So the job market isn't or wasn't as robust as kind of we've been led to believe. The jobless levels increased even through the labor force participation rate held steady at 62.5%. Here's some good news too. Average hour earnings. Those are what we really follow because it's like the more money people are making, the more money they're going to spend. Thus, inflation's not going to come down. Well, this is another good insight. Average hourly earnings. Watch closely with as inflation indicator shows a slightly less than expected increase for the month and decelerated from a year ago. Okay, so that's telling us wage growth is starting to pull back. Okay, so let's really dive into these numbers. We had today, right through here, average hours worked. Here, hold on 1 second. My apologies there. Average hours earnings. The last reading was up 0.5 as expected. This is earnings, folks. How much you are making. It was supposed to uptick to point, just a little bit, 0.2. It actually only increased 0.1. Fantastic news. We have the previous job reports. 229,000 people got new jobs. That was a previous reading. Supposed to just tick down a little bit to 198. It actually jumped way up to 275. But the markets are liking this because a lot of these previously revised numbers are coming way, way down. That's what's pushing the unemployment rate from 3.7 to 3.9. Remember, the Federal Reserve is like, we want this to 4. Okay, so that's the big point here. So let's take a little bit of a deep dive into this subject. Part of the State of the Union yesterday was President Biden saying he's going to help do some things. What are those? Corporate taxes, consumer costs, economic agenda, all this stuff. Well, what happened with like the Obamacare? Wasn't it supposed to really save us a ton of money in healthcare? Well, I just did our healthcare for all of our employees, and our insurance went up 25%, okay? So that wasn't working. So let's kind of break this down to the nitty gritty just a little bit. I want you guys to understand this, and it's not against Joe Biden. It's not against any political, you know, person particular. This is against the whole environment out there. Okay, so it says President Biden laid out plans for further reshape the tax system and promised lower costs for Americans during his State of the Union address. Well, he's been in politics probably 40 or 50 years. Why hasn't he addressed the tax code since then? Okay, that's just a question to ask yourself. The way to make the tax code fairer is to make big companies pay their fair share so you guys can pay less. Now, we hear that time after time after time again. And I'm going to show you something, how much, you know, corporations paying taxes versus you and me. Because if you really break down your tax code, if you only make 25 or 30 grand out there, you're probably getting almost all the money that you paid in taxes back because of a standard deduction. But we're also seeing Biden also pledged to end tax breaks for executives' pays over 1 million as a well tax code provision that benefits large pharmaceuticals and oil companies. If you go back to yesterday's video, I'm like, you know, if we're getting gouged, it's from the pharmaceutical companies and the oil companies, okay? But is anything going to be done about that? Absolutely not, because their lobbyists are so strong, they basically write most of the verbiage in our laws, kind of protecting themselves. Okay, so let's get to just the one piece of this puzzle. And I know I'm a little bit off today when it comes to mortgage stuff, but this does play a role in all this. I trust me on this one. If you go to Google, okay, how much in taxes do they pay? If you were thinking, you know, they probably pay nothing from what we understand from, you know, what we hear all the time. Well, it's kind of weird because Alphabet's tax bracket, they paid over $11.9 billion in 2020. What year was this? 2023 in taxes. Okay, how about a person who makes, let's say, $30,000? How much does an individual pay? So I go to bankrate.com, marginal tax rates. I put in here, I'm single, make $30,000. How much in taxes do I pay? You pay a 6% rate. 6%. So you're going to pay $1,800. Okay. So you don't pay as much as you think. And I'm not downplaying that. I love it because I get usually a tax refund back every year because the standard deduction helps me quite a bit. But I want you guys to understand how all this unravels. When you come to, you know, corporate taxes, they're not going to do anything about it because they've been telling us for years, decades, that they're going to do something about that. About healthcare. You know, they got the Obamacare and it doesn't work. So all the stuff that they're telling you that they're going to do, you know, it's not going to come to fruition. Okay, especially the pharmaceutical and the oil companies. They just basically make the laws and nothing's going to happen there. So please be careful when you're trying to dissect what the legislation tells us, because most of the time it's just a smokescreen. So without further ado, let's get over to it. We went through the economic data. We went through the agenda for today. The only economic news, like I said, was out was a jobs numbers. How many people got jobs and how much of their wages went up. It was good news. There wasn't as many people. You know, the employment rate went up and wage growth is starting to come down. How does the bond market like that? They like it. So if you go over to, let's check out and see what the, right through here, S&P 500 ticks higher. Heads for winning week after latest jobs data, because everything right now is completely surrounded by the Fed. What was I going to do here for a second? Oh, let's go to Wall Street in general, see what the Dow Jones is doing. Then we're going to look at the bond markets. So you're seeing right through here, Dow Jones is up 140 points. NASDAQ is up 86. Let's see what crypto is doing. Is it still on a roll? Bitcoin is up $630. And let's look at oil. Oil is coming down. So that also helps us with inflation. So let's get over to the bond market. We're seeing it right through here. So what you're seeing on your screen right through here, here's what we follow, folks. If you want to really figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage rates, you got to watch the mortgage bond. Okay, the MBS, it trades on Wall Street. If you follow the yield on this thing, you're going to know exactly what's going on with mortgage rates. It's hard to figure out where this number is, especially live ticker. So please just watch my videos each day, about 5-10 minutes, and you're going to learn all about what's going on. So what's happening right now, we see the bond market, it keeps going going up. It was up about 15, then it was down, you know, up 8, and then it's teetering right now. But the numbers right now are in the green, meaning the prices of this bond are going up. What do you guys know about bonds? If the price goes up, the yields go down. So on a mortgage bond, when the prices go up, mortgage rates come down, and we love it. If we go over to here and let's look at a 5-day trend, you're seeing that is up, up, up and away. So I gotta ask you something. If I was able to help you maybe navigate through this mortgage market, or maybe we were able to help you negotiate a better terms with your lender, or maybe we even got you a much better terms than your lender got you, well, how about buying me a cup of coffee? I'm not asking you to join my, you know, classes for $1,000 or anything else. Spend $5 and buy me a cup of coffee if you want. I don't need it. I'm not begging you guys for it. But if you want to just give me a little kudos, it is down below in my description. You can just donate $5 and I'll go out and get me a cup of coffee. So without further ado, guys, let's get over. If I said at the beginning of this video, if you don't have a 780 credit score and putting 25% down, what kind of rate can you qualify for? Well, check us out. Go to the rateupdate.com. That's our website. And you're going to find out here's all of our data. Okay. If you're looking to get pre-qualified with us, you can go right up through there and hit the apply now button. But if you've already locked in with a lender and you're like, okay, Dan, I'm seeing rates come down. Can you get me maybe a better rate, maybe lower fees? Well, let's give it a try. We have a loan estimate calculation tab right up through there. What you need to do is click that button. You're going to upload the loan estimate from your lender into there and give me one answer to one question. That is, what is your credit score? What I'm going to do is I'm going to get back with you within 24 hours and let you know exactly what we can find with the 73 lenders that we're using at this time. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I get a hold of you guys to basically apply for a loan? Yes. Like I said, the apply now button is right up through there. But if you want to call us or maybe email me directly, you can go to right down to the bottom right through here and you're going to see our 800 number as well as my email address. And yes, this is my email address. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. And if you haven't yet subscribed and you like my channel, please hit the subscribe down button down below as well. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you guys here next Monday. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.